audio version of Michael Leibman's blog, October 19, 2019. The Meaning of Kabbalistic Books, Part 4. The Torah is the language of the program of humanity. The Book of Zohar, Be Halasacha when you mount the candles, Item 58. Woe unto one who says that the Torah comes to tell literal tales and the uneducated words of such as Esau and Laban. If this is so, even today we can turn the words of an uneducated person into a law, and even nicer than this. And if the Torah indicates to mundane matters, even the rulers of the world have among them better things, so let us follow them, and turn them into a law in the same way. However, all the words of the Torah have the uppermost meaning. The fact is, that you can write more fascinating novels than the Torah, but it presents a completely different story, which is encoded. Every letter, every word, everything that appears in the Torah from the first letter bet to the last letter, lamed as a code. The word letter translated from Hebrew means sign. That is, they are certain signs that follow each other in a sequence. The Torah has no division into words. There are no punctuation marks in it, periods, commas, hyphens, etc. It represents one sentence from beginning to end without division into any intervals. In this sense, the language of the Torah is a bit like computer language. It is the language of the program of humanity, which must fulfill it. Each letter of the Torah is a sign that a person must express in himself, in his properties. What does it mean to read the Torah correctly? I take each sign, each letter and format myself according to it, one format, a second format, a third one. Afterward, I go through certain states. It is these states that I experience from the beginning of the Torah to its end, that from me form an Adam, a human being, who is completely similar to the Creator. The Torah is a program according to which each person reading it correctly, as if chisels each letter in one's egoistic desire. Then these desires are gradually transformed into altruistic properties, actions, and states, and a person achieves one's complete similarity to the Creator. From KabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 18, 2018. Abnet published my new article, How Balanced Relations Between Gender Solves Depression, Women's Depression and the Meaning of Life. Depression is a global epidemic. Currently, over 300 million people around the world suffer from depression, and women are diagnosed nearly twice as much as men. Why is there such a striking gender gap in the numbers of depressed people in the world? Dissatisfaction in women, compared to men, has a deep spiritual root. It is embedded in the feminine nature. Is there anything that could completely fulfill a woman? According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, there is. Spiritual attainment. Spirituality is attained when the woman, the female force, uses her deep desire to propel the man, the male force, to reach a higher purpose in life. The complementarity of the opposite male and female forces enables their mutual attainment of harmony and fulfillment. The female ability to elevate the world to a higher state stands at humanity's foundation. Just as the old adage says, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Nature is designed such that the female ability determines how to correctly adjust and erect the world, that is, how to find the appropriate cooperation between male and female forces, so that both function together supportively and harmoniously. Women's sense of longing is evidently far greater than men's. A man can be more easily satisfied by earthly fulfillments, for instance, by engaging in some activity together with his friends. A woman desires more depth. She wants warmth and love. She longs for more sympathy and support. Her way of fulfilling herself is a lot more complicated than how men fulfill themselves. Everything begins and ends with a woman. She feels herself as the center of reality, the queen of the world. Her sense of uniqueness is a natural feeling that she rightfully embodies. When we attract this force, it performs what is called a correction upon our self-centered egoistic desires, which naturally oppose the tendency to unite. The needed click for us all to merge as one and experience a higher level of reality. Why it is nearly impossible for women to truly bond. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, it is nearly impossible for women to truly bond. Their yearning for a greater sense of wholeness can only emerge when opposite forces support one another in a delicate balance. Therefore, male and female forces need very precise fine-tuning, so that an intermediary force emerges between them, the force of love, bestowal, and connection. The study of Kabbalah deals primarily with how to attract this force, in order to unite people, and discover an eternal and whole reality in such connection. When we attract this force, it performs what is called a correction upon our self-centered egoistic desires, which naturally oppose the tendency to unite. The needed click for us all to merge as one and experience a higher level of reality. It is written that man and woman, the divine presence is between them. The correct combination and functionality of male and female forces is that 1. The female force balances the male force by activating the male force toward connection, and 2. The male force balances the female force by providing it with strength, understanding and support for the female to rise above its nature. This is the mutual complementarity that allows male and female forces to function harmoniously. What force is the first to activate the other, the male or the female? It is the female. The need and request for unification always emerges from the female. The desire for a connection in the depth of the desire, the soul, is at the basis of every woman's dissatisfaction and depression. Even though men think they make progress and breakthroughs due to their own abilities, in fact, all of the male's activities are for the female, that is, in order to become significant in their rise. It is the way we are naturally built. Thanks to the differences between genders, over which they need to connect into a single whole, perfection becomes possible. There is nothing in each of them alone that the other doesn't complement, since in spirituality, their wholeness can only exist in mutual complementarity according to the principle, love will cover all transgressions. In other words, instead of fighting our differences and focusing on the differences between men and women, we need to find our common ground of support and understanding, where we can together discover a much greater fulfillment and purpose in life, the revelation of how nature functions in more unified levels, and start resembling our relationships to nature's own form of complete unification. The sensation of attaining perfect unity will cure depression, as we will work directly with the key that unlocks our negative sensations, opening them to a fulfillment of a completely new kind, balance with nature's unified form. Action and intention. Question: does the result of my action, like good or evil, depend only on the intention? Answer: not only on the intention, but also on the action itself. You cannot simply lay in bed all day with the intention of assuming that you are working. In our world, we must act. You cannot sleep with the intention of being in the lesson at the same time. You must act. The action itself tells you what your intention was. From Camp TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, July 21st, 2019.